Mi kam chi yisro goyechet boritz. Who is like my great nation, Klal Yisrael? Hashem is Meir Klal Yisrael, something special. V'yafu posach v'dorish. So Mar says now v'yafu, it means Rav Loza ben Azaria. He also started to darshan. The other Gersa, the Mashur's Gershes, Rav Yeshua now started to darshan. Not Rav Loza ben Azaria, but Rav Yeshua. That's more mashma that, because up until now is mashma, Rav Yeshua told the Tamidim tell him something, so the Tamidim were telling Rav Yeshua. Now Rav Yeshua, the Rebbe, started to darshan. That's where the Mashur says it should be. The Yafu Posach Medorosh. The Posach says in Kehelis, Divrei Chachomim Targot Kador Benis. The words of Chomim are like a stick, like a staff. Ukamas Moris Netuyim, and like sticks that are sticking straight, like nails that are netuyim, planted straight up. Balaya sufais, that the people are gathered together. Nisnu meroyachas, that's giving from one shepherd. So it sounds like this. Loma nimshlo divre Torah ledarben. Why is the divre Torah, chom means here the Torah that chom say, is called kedarbonus, like a staff. Why is it called like a staff? Loimaloch. Ma darben zeh, just like this staff that you use, is mechaven es ha-porah tamiha, is a type of a staff you use to make the porah, the cow, go on the right path. When he's plowing the grounds, you want him to walk on the right path to plow the right ground. Is lohitzi chayim, mechaven es ha-porah latamiha, lohitzi chayim leilam, in order that the produce should grow, like you want the cow to plow the right part of the ground, that things should grow, you should have food to eat from to live on, is ask Divrei Torah the same thing. When we learn Torah, Divrei Torah, Mechuvonim Eslam Deyim, it puts the people that learn Torah on the right way. Midarke Misa Darke Chaim, it takes you away from Darke Misa and puts you to Darke Chaim. So if what Divrei Chorim Kedarbonus means, the Divrei Chachamim, the Torah you learn, strains you out like a staff that puts you on the right road to go to Chaim. Taita, Ima Darben Zehif, just like a staff, Metaltel, you could move around. Av Divrei Torah Metaltel and Divrei Torah also you can move around. Sometimes yes, sometimes no, or else you could change the Pshan the Torah. It's changeable what the Torah means. It's like metaltim, you can move around. Talmud Lomim, the Pasuk says no. Kimas Murus. It's like pegs. A strong nail. So the Murray Ima Mismur, Ze Chosar, Velo Yosar. Just like a nail, a peg, there's only one peg. As much as you have, that's the peg that's holding it in. You can't have more there though. Maybe Av Divrei Torah Chaserim Lo Yiserim. Divrei Torah is only what we have and there's nothing more to it. Talmud Lomim, the Pasuk says, Netuyim, it's like planted. That man that tiyazu, just like a plant, por of a rovin, grows and grows and grows. Av divrei Torah, por of a rovin. There's no limit to how much to understand the Torah. The Torah we have, the more you learn, the more you understand, the more it grows and grows. Then the prophet says, balaya sufais, that means the people that gather together come in groups. That means, elo tamidei chachamim, she yoshvin asufas asufais, they're sitting groups and groups. The Yoskim Batarim, learning Torah. Halolu Mitanim Velolu Matarim. These people say the Lechrid is Tamei, these people say it's Torah. Halolu Oiskim Velolu Matirim. Machlaikisim. The same Halacha, they say it's Osa, they say it's Mutter. Halolu Paislim Velolu Machirim. They say it's Posel, they say it's Machir. Shema Yoimer Odom, maybe a person would say, Heicha Niloma Torah Meyata? How can I learn Torah then? I come to a place, there's a machlekes. What's the locha? He says mutter, he says offer. He says kosher, he says shreif. How can I learn Torah? Talmud Lomim, the pasuk says no. Kulam nitnu meroy echad. This is all the same pasuk in Kehelis. The whole Torah was given from one roy, from one shepherd. And kelechad nosnu. One HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah. Parnes echad amorim. Mi pi odom. And Moshe Rabbeinu gave it over to Klal Yisrael from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol ha-maisim baruch hu, everything is there from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Pasuk says, V'yadabu lakim es kol ha-dvar meilo. Is avata you also aseyo necha ki ha-fachsus. Put your ears strong to hear the Torah. U'knei l'chol leiv meivin, and be kind for you a heart that understands. Lishmoya, to hear. as divrei metamim vi as divrei metarim. And echnami, the machlekes, there are two svaris. You put your mind to understand the machlekes. Understand why one says tamei, why one says tor. As divrei oisim, as divrei matirim. Understand why they say yosim, why they say matir. As divrei poslim, as divrei machshirim. And you should understand that's all Torah. There are svaris in Torah. Like Rashi says, Yekulam kel echad amrun. Ein lechob mebnei ha-machlokes mevi raya mitoros eloko achar. Achar. Elo mitoros lokeinu. Like even though there's a machlokes, both of them bring rayas from the Torah. Parnas lechad amrun. Ein lechob mevi raya medivrei novi ha-habo lelachlik al-moshe Rabbeinu. Nobody brings a raya from a novi that argues al-moshe. Everybody agrees to Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, aseyaz necha kafachsis. Every machlekes you have, the two man diyomim, they both have the label of Shemayim. They both mean to learn Hashem's Torah. Is asayas necha shemas? Your ears should hear them. The lamud to learn, the da divrei kulam, and you should know both treatises. And later, when you have enough das, your understanding, that's the way you pass in. You have to first hear both treatises. Hear both svaras, and then when you have enough das to understand, the way you understand better, that's the way you're paskin. So that's the way you have to learn Torah. Like Ori Mori says that Beisil and Beishamai, Beisil was always matim divrei Beishamai before them. The Chiddush was Beisil used to first listen to what Beishamai said, and then they would hear what they have to say. You have to hear both sides of the story. Both are both divrei Kenemis. And then, whichever way is more night to your das understand, that's the way the person has to write the pasuk.
Weiter.
But the Gemara always says, other Gemara in the Erevin says, like Elu Veil Divul Kim Chaim. The Gemara says, when there's a machlekes, Beisil and Beishamai, both is true. But the Gemara really says, with what speaks out, there are 49 svaras. For every single halacha, what it says tamei and what it says tor. The asfaras ha-torah is both ways. What's the psak? That's the way your das understands it. The way the pesach understands it, that's the psak. Right. The loshin azir omalim. And this loshin he said back to them, and he said, "Ein dor yosim shreb loza ben azaya shruya b'teichai." There's no dor yosim like that. Reb loza ben azaya is here. It's not a dor yosim. We have reb loza ben azaya here. For the Gemara of Olay Malay Behedju, why didn't they say Rashi Miyad? Lo Muskut Loy Ma Tamid Chonu. Like the question was when Rabbi Shua told us two Tamidim, tell me something, how come first they answered to say, we're your Talmud, we don't want to answer? Why didn't they right away say Divrei Torah? Like what were they afraid of? The Rabbi told them, say some Divrei Torah, they should have said right away. So Gemara said the Tamidim were afraid, Mishumai Seshoya. Because there's once a story like this. Titania. Maisav Reb Yaisi ben Durmuskis. Once the story with Reb Yaisi ben Durmuskis, Shaholach Lahakpo Tanei Reb Lezer ben Lut. He went to be Makabal his Rebbe to visit his Rebbe. Reb Lezer was in Lut. Omar Loi, so Reb Lezer asked his Talmud Reb Yaisi, Ma Chidish Hoi Be Beis HaMedrash Hayim? What Chidish did they say over to him in the Beis HaMedrash? Omar Loi, so he answered back right away. As here Reb Yaisi didn't like first say, I don't want to say. No, he answered right away. Omalei nimnu v'gomru. They had a machlekes in the Beis Medrash and they passed in. Nimnu, they counted. V'gomru, they came to Maskana. That Amun Amayiv, these places, the land of Amun Amayiv, doesn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, Negei Tilka Shemitah. Therefore, Masrin Maitaroni B'Shriyas. On Shriyas, the seventh year, in Eretz Yisrael itself, it's Potem in a Maiser. But this land of Amun Amayiv doesn't have Kedushas Shriyas. Therefore, you're mechuyev to give off Maiserani even on Shriyas. That's what he said. Rashi says, Nimnu v'gomru means Eskinu shi Yisrael adorim beiv rayadi. A Yid that's living on the other side of the Jordan. V'ma shekivshu li-sichin v'yoy. The part of the land they captured from Sichin v'yoy. That's Eretz Amun v'moyev. So what's the loch of those lands of Eretz Amun v'moyev? That Maiserin achshav Maiserani v'shriyas. Shainu Yuzurim Beshrias. They had a right to plant and grow during Shrias. Because I mean, come on, we'll soon see why. Shloikitshu Oyla Goyla Kedusha Soritz. Because for the second time, when Ezra went back into Eretz Yisrael, they were not Mekadesh Amun Amayim. Those lands, they weren't Mekadesh. So does not Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, there's no Hilchas Shviyas on it. Therefore, B'Shemitah, they still planted there. And there's an Indian to give my money to let the poor people of Eretz Yisrael live off the produce that grows there. That's what the Talmud Rabbi Yossi told over to his Rebbe, Rebbe Lozer. Is on my loy, so the Rebbe said back, Yossi, poshut yodecha, stretch out the hands of the kibla necha, and receive your eyes. In other words, gave him like a curse, he should become blind. Rashi says, poshut yodecha, kibla necha, hukshu beinov, shenosta natura leysa derish. Like, it bothered the Rebbe very much that the Talmud liked that drasha. Falemi, and my son, shenosta gdor leysa the konazu. It wasn't their drasha they made up now in the Beis Medrash. This is the corner way before. So the Rebbe got angry at him. So the Meister was, poshut yodecha, stretched out his hands of the kibla necha. He received his eyes. In other words, he became blind. So Baruch Reb Loza, Reb Loza started to cry. The Biyomar, Soida Hashem Li Reiv, Ubrisai Li Hodiim. The what? Amaloi Leich and Amalehem. Al Tichoishu LeManaychu. Don't care about what you make a minyan. You account now. In other words, don't think that you are being mechadish this halacha. But rather, kach mekublanim Rabbi Yechon Mezakai. This is the Kabbalah I have from a Friedeker, from before, Dor before, from Yechon Mezakai. Sheshoma mirabba, he heard from his Rebbe. From Rabba mirabba, his Rebbe from his Rebbe. But it's not that you are making up this halacha, it's you do take halacha from way before. That what? Hilchasa l'moshe mi-Sinai. It's even halacha that was said by Moshe Rabbeinu, by Sinai. That what? Amoinu moyev. So it wasn't really halacha said by Moshe Rabbeinu. Like we'll soon see, these halachas that happen first later on. So like on the side it says, it means to say, it meant to say, Kloimar, Dover Boru, Kalach L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. That's what the Rosh says. Doesn't really mean it was Halach L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. It can't be Halach L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. Because we'll soon see these halachas are first Mechadish later on. He just meant to say, Rabbi Yechon and Mitzake said also from his Rebbe, and his Rebbe from his Rebbe, that it's a clear pshat, nobody can argue on this, that what? That Amon Amoyev, Maisrin, Maisroni Bishriyas, Enochanami, that Bizman is there now, Amun and Moyev, that land, the lands of Amun and Moyev, that's the other side of the Jordan, does now Klushus Eretz Yisrael Filcha Shriyas, therefore they're allowed to plant on Shriyas, but they still have to give Maisroni to the Aniyim, and their Aniyim live from it. My time, what's the reason? Harbe Krochim, Kivshu Ole Mitzrayim, Vulay Kivshu Ole Bovel. There are a lot of lands. That Oyla Mitzrayim means when Klai Yisrael first went up to Eretz Yisrael, they conquered it. So when Moshe Rabbeinu, when Yeshua went into Eretz Yisrael, he conquered the Ezra Yardin, Amun Amoyed, had Kedushas Eretz Yisrael at that time. When Oyla Mitzrayim went into Eretz Yisrael, they captured even the other side of the Jordan also. And but like Kivshu are the Bavel. But when they left like Golas Bavel, and then after when Ezra went up the second time, they were not Mekadesh, they didn't give Kedusha to Amun Amoyev, they didn't give Kedusha there. Why? They hold that the first Kedusha that Yeshua gave to Eretz Yisrael was only Kedush for the time they were living there. But when it came Golas Bavel after the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash Harishon, when they left Eretz Yisrael, it was Bottle that first Kedusha. Now when Ezra came up the second time to Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael the second time, he did not give Kedusha to all the lands that had Kedusha the first time. Why not? What's the reason? Why did he leave over this Kedusha? Kedesha Yismuchu Aleyem Aniyem Beshvias. He Bedavka wanted that it comes the seventh year, so in Eretz Yisrael you can't plant. And even the fruits that grow in Eretz Yisrael the seventh year Shemitah is potter from Meister. Shemitah is potter in a Meister. Since they put them in a Meister, people won't give anything to the Aniyim. So the Aniyim won't have anything to eat on Shemitah. So therefore Ezra wanted that there should be some land that does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Since it doesn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, therefore there's no din of Shemitah. Therefore you're allowed to plant there on Shemitah. Since you can plant there, the Aniyim will have what to eat from. That's the reason why they weren't Mekadeshit. And even though it only has kedushas midrabbanan, like Tosfos says, the little Mirashi, little Rashi, kach mekublani, she kedusha rishona shekitchi Yeshua l'shaita l'kitchi l'asalovi. The kedusha that Yeshua gave Eretz Yisrael the first time was only kedush when they're living there, and when they left there by after the churban of the Beis Hamikdash Rishon was bottled.
Aber Kedusha Shnia, but the second Kedusha that Ezra gave, Sheneskat Shel Olam, that Kedusha is El Olam, even Mizman Azir. Ketanya Bivamis, Kedusha Rishonu Shnia Yeshlem, Shlisha Seinlem. The first Kedusha has a second Kedusha, but the second Kedusha does not have a third Kedusha, because the second Kedusha, Eretz Yisrael now, is called the Shiva now. Therefore, they like this Shita Bizman Azir, and Eretz Yisrael on Shemitah, it's an Issa Midiraisa of the plant that has Kedusha Shemitah now. Lefikach, Bishar Eretz Yisrael and Zrias Bishrias, you're not allowed to plant in Eretz Yisrael. Aval Amun and Moyiv, Henicha Melakadish. Ezra did not want to give Kedusha back to Amun and Moyiv. Kedesh Yismuchu Aleim Aniyim. Bishrias. The Lekat Shechu Peya, over Meiser Oni. Lekach Tiknu Lem Shiyo Meiser and Meiser Oni. Over Shus Chachomim Hoya. Lata Leim Eiser Meiser Shiyitza. Lefishen and Chayav Minatayra. There's Amun and Moyiv Midiraisa does not have Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. It's put them in a Meiser altogether. It's only the Chomim gave the Chiv. So the Midrabbonim, they said, you have to give Meiser Oni. So that's the reason why they did it. So the kids are in the middle of the story now that we want to answer again. How come when these Talmidim came to Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yeshua told them to say Divrei Torah, they didn't want to answer right away? Why? Because they heard about this other mice what happened with Rabbi Yossi when he went in front of Rabbi Eliezer. That Rabbi Eliezer told Rabbi Yossi to say Yal Vashikol Torah. Rabbi Yossi said right away what happened and Rabbi Eliezer didn't like it and Imam Ishmael made his Talmud blind. So therefore the other Talmidim were afraid to say Divrei Torah in front of the Rabbi. That's why first they said, we're your Talmidim, we listen to you, we don't want to say anything. But when the Rebbe said, but I want you to say something, then they said something. But here the story was, Tana, so the Mora says here, that La'achash and Yashva Daitoy, afterwards Rebbe Eliezer calmed down, and then Omar, he said, Yirotzen Shiyachzru Eina Yislam Kaiman. Then when the Rebbe Rebbe Eliezer calmed down, he davened to Hashem, that Hashem should give back the eyes to Rebbe Yossi. The Chazu, and that was the mice, he got his eyes back. But Akoponim, the next Talmidim already heard that story when they came to their Rebbe. And the Rebbe said, oh, it said, tell me some Divrei Torah. They were hesitant to say Divrei Torah. They're afraid maybe they'll lose their eyes, they won't get it back again. So they didn't answer so fast. That's where first they said, we listen to you, we don't say. But the Rebbe asked them, please say, then they said. Right. Tana Rabbonin, Ezel Shoita. What's called a shaita? Mishnah says a shaita, a fool, is potter from mitzvahs riyah, and no one is potter mikol mitzvahs amur b'torah. A shaita is called a person who doesn't have das, he's like a cotton, he's potter mikol mitzvahs. What's called a shaita? Is there a shaita? Sumer says, hayyotz yichidi balayla. A person that walks out alone at night is called a shaita. V'yahalon v'beis hakvoros. Somebody goes to sleep in the cemetery at night, that's called a fool. V'yamakares ksusay. Somebody has nothing to do but rip up his shirt and rip his clothing. He's called a fool. He's called a shirt. He's put them in a mitzvah. So it's a machlokes. Itma. Rafuni wa ma'ad shi yukulam b'vasachas. You only have a shame shirt if you do all these three things. If a person does all these three things, that's called a shirt. If you do one or two of them, you're not called a shirt yet. Rabbi Yechlin no ma'ano. Afil lo b'yachas men. Even if you only do one of them, you're called a fool. A shirt. That's what we passed him. So Malachor asked the Kasha Kontra Fula. Hechi Domi, what are we talking about here? Idiyavadu derech shtus, if the person is mamash a fool, like Stam walking around at night doing nothing in the streets, he's mamash a fool. Siv so, afilu b'chodanami. How could a fool say you have to do all three? Either one of them is a right, he's a fool. Like a guy that sleeps for no reason, the Vesa Kvaris, that's a shaita. So what does a fool have to say you have to have all three for? Elamai, no, the person has a reason why he's doing it. He's not doing this time a fool. He has a reason why he's doing these things. If so, afilu kulanami loy. So what's wrong with Rafuna? Even if he does all these three things, also, he has a reason why. So, monashach, if he's doing it because he's a derech foolish, either one shows he's a fool. And if he's doing it not derech foolish, so all three together also doesn't make him into a fool. So Mar says, liyaylam the kovlu derech shtus. Really, we don't have any reason to say why he's doing it. Really, we look at him sleeping in the cemetery at night, we'll just say he's a fool. But maybe no. Maybe we'll say, no one is guy sleeping tonight in the Beis HaKvaris. For some reason, he wants to have Ruach Tum upon him. I don't know why. For some reason, he wants to feel what the Ruach Tum is. Rashi says, the bottom Rashi, Shetishrol of Ruach Tum, Ruach Shedim. He wants to see the Shedim, he wants to talk to the demons. Shayisayu Lios Mechashiv. He wants to be a magician here. So he wants to get to know the Shadim. So he wants to sleep in the Vezach Rosh. So he's not a fool, he's a smart person. He wants to be a Mechashim Mechashifim. So maybe that's why he's sleeping. So we don't know, but we just claim sleep at night in the Vezach Rosh. Maybe we'll say that's the reason why he's doing it. Weiter. If we see a guy stand walking in the streets by himself at night, Eima will tell you, Gandrifus Achte. Something chapped him. Rashi says he got a sickness. Maybe the shade got into him. Rashi says, Agarifus Achte, Ani Shemati Choyli, Ochos Mitoch Daigo. Then a guy became very nervous. And the guy's nervous. No, he can't sleep at night. So the guy's nervous. He has problems. He's missing $1 million. He has to pay $1 million tomorrow. He can't sleep at night. So he got a sickness. So he's walking around at night. Not because he's a fool, but because he has problems now. Vlinir Rashi says, Sheneschamim Gufoy. The guy got a heat. He got a hot temperature. Avir. So the doctor says, go outside. It's cold outside. Go outside. The guy's 105 degrees. So you have to cool yourself off. So that's why he's walking outside at night. So it could be the guy's not a fool. The guy has a reason why he's walking outside at night. So if you only see one of them, you're not sure he's a fool. Maybe he has a reason why he's doing it. Weiter, we have a car risk. So if you see a guy walking around ripping his clothing, he's a guy that's vertracht. He's thinking too much. When a guy is thinking, like we call the absent-minded professor, when he's thinking too much, he rips his clothing, he doesn't realize what he's doing. But not because he's a fool. He's a balmach shavasu. So, Mele, if you only see him do one of these three things, we don't have a pure raya, he's a fool. But Kiv and the Avdin Lakulu, when we see this guy do all these three things, he slept last night in the cemetery, and he ripped his clothing, and the guy walks at night, heavy luhu.